Your Commissioner's Court is now in order. It is our duty to be here. It's three of us here today to take care of county business. We will start off with the invocation by Commissioner Senegal and the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Pierce.
Please stand. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. Thank you for allowing us to see another day. We ask that you continue to bless Jefferson County and all the elected officials and their families. We ask that you bless your staff and those that are fighting for our democracy abroad. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On the purchasing, we have A, receiving file bids for invitation for bids for term contract for temporary canteen meal catering disaster slash emergency for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Local Government Code and the County Purchasing Act, and 2, CFR Section 200.318-326. B, consider and approve specification for invitation for bids for rehabilitation of fuel farm pavement at the Jacksburg Regional Airport. This project is intended to be funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Program, AIP, CARES Act grant to the airport pursuant to Chapter 262 of Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2, CFR Section 200.318-326. This project will be 100% funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Grant, AIP, and grant number 37. C will be tabled.
Commissioner,
yes.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Patrick, on the capital project funds, is that's for the bulkheading, but I thought there was supposed to be some baffles put in there to keep the erosion from washing out the boat launch that's been closed for like 4 years, 5 years, 6 years.
It's $20,000?
No, the design, Michelle, that's what I'm talking about. The design was supposed to be where one of the problems with that boat launch is that when the big ships would create the wake, they would wash the foundation from under the boat launch. So I had it closed for, I'm thinking, 6-7 years I've been having that thing closed. So why wasn't the design put in there to correct that too? Because changing the bulkhead and it's not going to correct that problem.
Exactly. So the bulkhead that we're talking about right now is just north and south of the boat launch. So when they get in there and they start building the boat launch, they were going to just build very small sections of the bulkhead just north and south of the boat launch. But once they got in there and they realized how damaged that bulkhead was, the old wooden bulkhead that's there, when they realized how damaged it was, and you've got pictures in your packet there, some of it's Bowen, and they estimate it was from 1999 design. They were afraid that when they get in there and if they started to just replace a small portion of the bulkhead, that the rest of it would not have good stability, so they would wind up, some of it would wind up, you know, getting damaged anyway. So they wanted to go ahead and replace the sections just north and just south, these longer sections.
And I understand that. My question and concern is that I thought the design was going to be to correct what's causing the failure of that boat launch. And is this part of the same project?
This is the same project. This is the boat launch project.
I understand.
Can I suggest something?
Yes, sir.
I suggest, since we have a table, you get with Commissioner Senegal, so y'all can go through it and make sure.
And Patrick, I know Texas Parks and Wildlife paying for most of it, but we still have matching funds?
Yeah, this is the...
I'm sorry.
No.
This is the boat launch. We actually have a deadline of getting this done by May of 23 with the grant from Texas Parks and Wildlife. And then we're chipping in money, and so is Chenier.
Yeah, we'll talk about it maybe next week. We can get it back on.
We discussed this, I guess. Was that during budget hearings, the $20,000 to increase?
Yeah, and I don't want to hold that up. I just want to make sure we catch what the problem is. And this is that's a major problem also, but that other issue is also. Thank you.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Moving right along to D, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file contract amendment. Number one, engineering service for Kyle Bayou Pump Station Building and Generator Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Program Project, Jefferson County WIT, Fritz and Nichols Incorporated, for an increase of $35,000 for an additional professional service and design development and contract documents for extending a fuel tank and pump transfer system, bringing the contract total from $226,217 up to $261,217, with an addition of 60 calendar days. Revised completion date of August the 30th, 2024, pursuant to Chapter 262 of Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 CFR Section 200.318-326. Funding for the project provided by the Joint Land Office and with an additional project cost over the budget of GLO grant funds to be funded by Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7, pursuant to interlocal agreement. E. Execute, receive, and file renewal for term contract for motor oil for Jefferson County for the first one-year renewal with Spider Oil Company from March the 11th, 2022 to March the 10th, 2023. F. Execute, receive, and file renewal for term contract for hibiscus. I'm sorry, my herbicide. Messed me up. Herbicide for Jefferson County Regional Airport for a first one-year renewal for Morningstar Industry for August, from August 19, 2021 to August 18, 2022, with proposed price increase as shown in Attachment A. The price increase are due to increase in cost production and manufacturing. G, execute, receive, and file renewal for a term contract for road material, road building material for Jefferson County for a second one-year renewal with Vulcan Construction Material LLC for from September the 8th, 2021 to September the 7th, 2022, with proposed price increase as shown in Attachment A. The price increase is due to that CPI increase, right, Patrick?
Yeah.
H, execute, receive, and file renewal for term contract for marine motor oil with Jefferson County for a third one-year renewal with Suncoast Resources Incorporated from May the 3rd, 2022 to May the 2nd, 2023 with the proposed price increase shown in Attachment A. The price increase are due to CPI. Again, Patrick, I'm open for a motion to accept these agenda items.
So move.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion on any of these items?
Just to make sure I understood y'all's discussion. You're tabling C?
Right. Yes, okay. Sir.
We are tabling C.
Okay. Thank you.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. We're county auditor. A, consider an approved budget amendment. General service. Additional cost for termination allowance, $224,000. B, consider and approve budget transfer, county judge, additional costs for attorney fees, $15,000. C, consider and approve budget transfer, jail, additional costs for food and overtime, $500,000. D, receive and file financial and operational statements, county funds only, for the month ending in June 30th. E, consider and approve electronic disbursement of $1,616,050.12 $0.12 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. And F, regular county bills, check number 497121 through check number 497381. Open for a motion to accept.
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. Any question, any discussion on any of these items? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. On the county clerks, we are tabling that, and that's a entity that the judge would have to deal with, because I don't think we have to even have it on the agenda. She has the authority through the elections code to sign those without it even coming to the court. Under the treasurer, A, receive and file investment schedule for June 2020 to including year-ending date earnings for county funds. B, consider and approve quarterly report wire for state pool fees in the amount of $377,420.75. I'm open for a motion to accept.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Yes, sir, Mr. Hallmark.
Thank you, Commissioner. We had a good month, made over $108,000 in 1 month. And when you think of it in 1 month snapshot, it doesn't really seem like much. But when you know, I took office in January of 2019. If you went back 4 years prior to that, we had 1 month in the previous 4 years that we had made over $100,000. And then if you went 4 years prior to that, we had zero. And since January of 2019, we've had 12 months in which we've made over $100,000. So, and there have been some months it's been close to $200,000. So as rates go up, we're trying to capitalize where we can. Rates are going to continue to go up. We're expected another 0.75 percentage point from the Fed this week. And so we're going to capitalize where we can and try to, you know, invest the money as wisely and as safely and as, you know, as and get as much return as we possibly can and still fall within the PFIA.
Okay. And Thank you. I know you was in that negotiation when I read in that email, you also negotiated for several other entities in Jefferson County. So we want to applaud you for that also.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of the credit goes to the committee with the new depository contract. We did a great job. We had good people on there. It was a committee that would challenge not only me as a treasurer, but it challenged those who were putting in bids. And that's good when you're challenged. It makes you better. And we've certainly got a rate now in the contract. As rates go up, we get the benefit of that in real time. So we did 25 basis points minus the 90-day T-bill rate. So right now, it's really going up, so we're going to benefit a lot from that. And so, again, great work to my staff and obviously the committee and, you know, the court and their support. Thank you again.
Sure thing. With that being said, we are now open for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. Under engineering, execute, receive, and file a utility permit, Texas Windstorm LLC, for the placement of area and buried fiber cable on Bush Island Road, Winnie, Texas. It's located in Precinct 3. Winnie, Texas, located in Precinct 3. Open for a motion to accept.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. Under the Human Resources, A, considering possibly approve granting extensive leave without pay to up to 90 days for Simone Zinn, an employee at the Sheriff Department. Motion?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Have it. And with that, we're at the end of Commissioner's Court, and hope you have a great week.
Excuse me, Commissioner.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I do need to go back to one thing. I need to get an update on, D, just because I missed it, and that was under purchasing, sir.
Yeah, you're fine. Alan Sims, Assistant Manager of Drainage District 7, I was just going to let you guys know what on that reason we came back here. Whenever we put together the scope for that grant, We were planning to have two new generators installed that had belly tanks for fuel. And when we got into, when Friesen Nichols got into the design, what they found was with those belly tanks, that the size we needed to run for 3 days was going to require an extensive fire control system. So we decided to change and move the fuel tank to outside the building, go to a vaulted tank, and then a pump system to pump the fuel into the building and out the return fuel. So the additional, the change in the design is what resulted in that. Overall, the project's moving along fine. We appreciate the help from the county, and again, just want to make sure you guys knew that we're willing to pay the difference. So appreciate your help.
That was the key thing right there. You said they were willing to pay the difference, right, Patrick? All right, then. Thanks for that update, okay? With that, that close out, Commissioner.
You want to do public comments?
Yeah, my mistake. Yeah. We're open for public comments from anyone that's in the audience or any elected official that wants to have a comment. Anyone on the line that can page in and comment in reference to Commissioner's Court or any questions you have? Hearing none, that shut us out, and thank you for reminding me.
Thanks.